Hello, and welcome to On the Leading Edge with Leading Edge Real Estate, where we explore what it takes to build and operate a successful real estate brokerage, how to grow and scale your real estate business, and how to market and promote yourself to become the go-to real estate expert in your community. At Leading Edge, we understand and truly believe in a holistic approach to work and life. And we help real estate professionals get there through state-of-the-art technology, innovative training, and a culture that empowers all to flourish. Let's get started.
Hey everyone, this is Paul Majdelski. This is On the Leading Edge. And today I'm here with Linda Okoneski, my business partner. And today's subject is dark listings, pocket listings as they're sometimes referred to. And we also have some changes that the National Association of Realtors have brought about for May of this year on coming soon. So Linda, why don't you start?
I'm gonna start with defining dark listings, and I wanna give everyone a little background. There isn't anyone here that hasn't heard about the dark web. You know, what do you get on the dark web, Paul? Sex, drugs, weapons, right?
Yeah.
That's the dark
web. Mysterious dark stuff.
Exactly. How about dark money? Isn't that the money in politics that it's anonymous donors? It could be foreign countries.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
It's the insidious, horrible side of the web. I'd like to talk about dark listings because I think dark listings are the insidious, ugly side of real estate. And there are big changes afoot. I think we are heading towards a war in real estate. There is a war on, whether we realize it or not. And I am going to ask every single member of our audience today, by the end of this podcast, to declare themselves. What side are they on in this war? And let's explain that a little bit. So I'm going to give a little background.
So just so the audience knows, who's in the war?
Who's in the war? The war is over MLS. Is there a future in it? It's the good guys and the bad guys in real estate. It's people who are out for themselves or going to protect the consumers. And I think you can't be Switzerland in this war. You have to decide. Every single agent, every single company has to decide right now where they stand. Because there is a war on MLS and it's being backed by Wall Street money, billions of dollars of people who want to take down cooperation as we know it. And I think we need to start to examine this issue holistically. We need to understand it. And then we all need to decide whether we're going to be in it to protect the consumer or whether we are going to be protecting ourselves. Is it all about the deal, the transaction, or is it about the consumer? And as you recall, Brad Inman at Inman Disconnect a few years ago, the number one thing that came out of the Parker Principles is the future of real estate has to protect the consumer. There has to be more transparency, and that's not happening. So let's go back a little bit.
Okay.
Paul, have you ever seen those billboards, "We sell ugly houses"?
Sure have.
Have you ever received a solicitation in the mail for instant offers, cash in minutes? We'll buy your homes, your terms, you don't have to do anything. You've seen those kind of letters, right?
Yes, I have.
It's becoming epidemic. Those letters are coming out more and more. There's small real estate companies now. So those companies, and let's just establish that, what they want to do is they want to buy, they go into, I think, a lot of vulnerable homeowners, people who don't realize what the value of their house is, or they might be in a position where they feel like they need to move fast and they just can't deal with it. They come in and they offer them very discounted prices because they're just going to flip the house. Right? Is that what happens?
Yeah, I think so. They're buying low, so yeah, they have some margins to flip that house and resell it.
And we've seen countless examples. You know, the people, you know, town that we do a lot of business in, there was, we have an agent who reported, geez, these people I know sold their house for, I think it was $215,000, and then put it back on the market for $450,000, and they didn't do a thing to the house. They just cleaned it out. Look at the equity that seller left behind. Another one, and we had another agent report that one of these companies was trying to buy. She met a nice elderly woman, had offered a $330,000. She said, that looks great. This particular agent put it on the market, talked her out of selling it for $330 and got her like $530. These kind of things are happening in the market. So I just want to understand that there's been a lot of swindling in real estate for a long time. Sure, these are people making, you know, decisions that they own their own house, but I really do believe this is very predatory and a lot of people have been taken advantage of. So that's been an insidious side of this business for a long time. But now we've got Wall Street coming in and they're doing a lot of the same kind of things, only you can't tell. They're doing this to our neighbors, our friends, our parents. And it has such a good veneer, a good skin, that I think people we know who we think are smart, these are not the vulnerable people, people who we know are taking the bait and they don't realize what's going on. And I'd like to diagnose that a little bit.
So Linda, can we dive a little deeper on the Wall Street part of it?
Sure.
Because I'm sure some of the audience is saying, well, how is Wall Street coming in?
Right. Well, there's a major Wall Street company now, $1.5 billion worth of infused funds for Compass. There's one. Plus, you've got a lot of disruptors in the market, iBuyers, et cetera, who are coming in and are looking to buy and flip. You've got Zillow, a huge company in the United States, who is now buying houses and claiming to buy fair market price, and yet they're flipping them around. You've got a lot of people who are coming in to buy houses and flipping them right away because they're selling convenience. They're selling less friction. We're going to make it easy. Now, in some cases, these people might be getting pretty close to fair market, but they're charging, although the prices are coming down, 11%. I saw one at 17% fees. So they might be giving you money, but they're taking a lot of it back in fees. Those fees are going to start to get less and less with iBuyers. That's taking advantage of a client. Because I firmly believe that if any of our agents at our awesome company went in and someone said, I need to get out of here fast, they'd say, and I need to move. Listen, let's help you get a bridge loan. Let's not leave $200,000 worth of equity on the table. Let me help stage it. Let's get people in here that can get paid at closing. And we can make it, and those people, for a little bit, you know, not completely frictionless, but for a little bit of work, won't leave years of retirement money on the table. And so that's what's been going on. I think smart agents could do it. But let's explain what's happening now. And it really comes down to coming soon, which, by the way, coming soon is a marvelous tool that has roots in being there to give great pre-exposure for sellers, right? I totally believe in it. There isn't a seller alive who doesn't want to make sure that on the day they go on the market, they don't have a whole bunch of buyers lined up to come in.
Sure.
So
advance notice.
Advance notice.
Yeah.
And it is, you know, so I'm going to say it is has honorable roots, but it's being totally misused now.
How's it being misused?
Well, I have to give a lot of kudos to our MLS. We have a very large MLS here in Greater Boston. It's MLS PIN, and they have some great rules. The problem is that agents and companies are ignoring them or defying them. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah.
So coming soon, which is used to give pre-exposure, is now being totally ignored. And a company, and it's not just Compass. There are other companies. It's PocketListings.com. You've got Howard Hanna, the largest independent brokerage in the United States, doing Find It First, telling their sellers, listen, let's not go on the open market. You know, let's test your price maybe. Or that way we have our exclusive VIP buyers that can look at your house before it hits the market. And that way you don't have to finish cleaning up, and we're gonna make this easy on you. And then if it doesn't work, you won't have days on market when you hit the market. Which sounds so enticing. Does that sound like easy?
Totally does.
Yeah.
What's the danger for the consumer?
Well, the danger for the consumer and what they're never being told is, I'm gonna use Compass as an example. They have this, you know, amazing website, Compass coming soon. And I'm thinking, Paul, you're going to sell your house. We're going to put it on our coming soon, and our VIP buyers will get a chance to look at it. And first of all, they're letting them come into the house. Our MLS is very specific that while there's a coming soon sign in your yard, there are no showings.
No marketing of the property.
No marketing, no public marketing of the property. So first of all, they're showing it. So they're breaking that rule. And they're breaking that rule because the whole code of ethics by the National Association of Realtors is built on cooperation. And the fact that you cannot get top dollar for a house unless everyone has a chance to get in it and every qualified buyer has a chance to see it.
So it's fully exposed.
So it's fully exposed and everyone has a chance to get in. And we have to remember also that we're fiduciaries for our sellers. We're supposed to get them the most money. And I'm going to tell you right now that although you might get them a good fair market price, you will never, ever know if you get top dollar for a seller unless every qualified buyer has a chance to get in. If the fact that's on the market is a state secret to, you know, 90% of the market, you'll never know if you got top dollar.
Sure.
Fair.
Makes sense to me.
It does make sense. So now we've got coming soon. I've talked you into being coming soon. I am your agent. But there are other agents in my company who are going on Facebook, Instagram right now saying, listen, all my buyers, don't you want a deal? Don't you want a chance to save money? We've got houses that haven't hit the market yet that you won't have to compete on, that you can just, you know, and you can probably save a lot of money if we can take them off the market before they hit. Do you think the sellers of that house know that's going on?
That doesn't sound like they do, Linda. I know they don't. And I think the other point is it really in the best interest of the seller and are they getting the best deal that they could?
They'll never know. So there's two things that are going on that they're allowing the coming soons to be shown. And as we know, you have a 21-day in our MLS period to put it on and expose it, but nobody gets in until it's on MLS. That's the rule. But the other rule in MLS, if anyone's reading the paperwork, is that selling agents or listing agents, agents hired by the seller, are never supposed to initiate a conversation. That's what it says in it. You cannot initiate a conversation to suggest a seller goes off market.
So they cannot suggest or influence that conversation from beginning. Only if a seller comes to them and says, you know, for whatever reason, I'm a hoarder, I'm a, you know, a
celebrity
or whatever it might be. I don't want to be on the market like everyone else. I want to do this quietly.
Right.
That's the only time.
And that's totally legit. There are reasons, messy divorces, etc. But the conversation must be initiated by the seller, not the buyer. And I don't know about you, but I'm getting postcards from Compass saying, hey, you have two chances to go on the market. We can do this quietly. So we know they're not only initiating it, they're publicly sending postcards. They're putting it on their website that they're initiating these conversations. And MLS isn't enforcing these.
Yeah, it's definitely happening. And, you know, MLS, it provides a system that's an honor system. So all of their subscribers are meant to follow the procedures that are outlined in the rules and regs. And then they're self-policing. So if a subscriber sees somebody that's not following policy or rules and regulations, they're to report that violation. So where do we go from here? What's next, Linda?
Okay, so I want to ask our audience, every agent in every company, to think about where are they on this. I want to give you a little bit more background. You know, did you know that New York City real estate Manhattan, there are no realtors in Manhattan? Did you know that?
I did know that, but for the benefit of the audience, why is that?
Well, they had a falling out in the early 1980s, and they are not realtors. Now, I was trying to get to the bottom of that. You know, I've been told that Manhattan thinks it's special, right? New York City thinks it's special. An agent there said to me, you know, they won't let us be realtors, Linda, because we don't cooperate. And we know that that spirit of non-cooperation starts because brokerages will make more money if their agents sell in-house. The broker will make more money if they have both the listing and buying side. No one says this publicly, but we all know that that's what's really going on, that brokerages want to sell both sides because if they're splitting with their agents, they get the whole commission and they stand to make more money. And that's New York City normal. Sure, there's Zillow, there's Easy Street, there is a little bit more cooperation than there's been, but there's still a lot, you know, New York City was built on pocket listings. Where did Compass start, Paul?
New York City.
That's New York City normal, to not cooperate.
And going back to what you talked about earlier, fiduciary responsibility, that may not be in the best interest of the client.
I can give you a list of every agent in New York City who feels like they were totally screwed, that they had a better offer than that house sold for because the listing agent didn't want to cooperate. They didn't want to cooperate with a agent outside the office. We know this happens. The thing is, I think every agent has to declare themselves, are you going to tolerate in your company pocket listings, off-market listings, or are you going to pledge to always put everything in MLS unless it's directed by the seller for legitimate reasons? And until this entire industry decides one way or the other, we're in total chaos. And MLS is in jeopardy. I interviewed an agent recently who I was sharing my dark listing theory with, and she said, Linda, that is so interesting. I just interviewed with Compass, and they told me that MLS is antiquated. That gave me chills. If we're allowing Compass right now to have all of their own secret inventory, and yet Compass is flipping us the bird because they have their secret inventory for their buyers, and they're still using our MLS. These bullies want it both ways.
They do want it both ways.
They want it both ways, and you can't have it both ways. And that's why I'm saying you have to declare yourself. Are we going to insist that our companies, all of our, you know, we should look at Gibson Sotheby's, Lair, Berkshire Hathaway, Coldwell Banker, Lamakia, all the people who are ERA, Commonwealth, all the Century 21s, Northeast, are these companies going to do it right? Or are they going to wink and allow some of their agents to do this off-market listings, take advantage of consumers? And I know that we've made a pledge in our company.
Right. I know we can't speak for the other companies, but our policy will be to do the right thing, of course.
Right. And it's hard because every agent will come to us going, should we have this exception? And we're making a pledge there is no exception. Now, we're going to police our house. We know this is hard. We have a lot of agents. We have 11 offices. But we are talking openly about doing the right thing. And it is time to ask, cajole, beg, entice all of our competition to do the same. Because otherwise, I hate the slippery slope argument, but I will use it. This is a slippery slope. If we are not going to be committed to cooperation, to obeying the MLS rules, I think not only will it harm the business, but it's going to hurt the consumer.
Yeah, it certainly will. And hopefully this message will get out to all of the other companies. Any closing thoughts on the subject today?
Nope. Declare yourself. You can't be Switzerland. No excuses. Do the right thing.
No Switzerland in real estate in greater Boston. Well, thank you for joining us on this podcast. Leading Edge signing off today, and we hope to see you next time.
Next episode. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Thanks for joining us. If you like our podcast, we'd love it if you'd subscribe and leave us a review. Check us out at leadingedgeagents.com or like us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode of On the Leading Edge.